This is Dr. Schumacher dictating history and physical on Nancy Brown, Brown, Nancy, Nancy, place was Mission Point, Flint, date was October the 28th, 2022. American Chief Complaint, Mrs. Brown returns following a hospitalization for a deep vein thrombosis, period. New paragraph, Chief complained, deep vein thrombosis, and she had swelling of the right leg with redness. New paragraph, history of present illness. Mrs. Brown had a stroke with right hemiplegia in the past period. She always had increased swelling on the right, but about 2 to 3 days before her hospitalization, she had a dramatic and fairly quick increase in swelling of the right lower extremity and redness period. It gave the appearance of cellulitis period. However, a Doppler showed evidence of a common femoral deep vein thrombosis on the right lower extremity period. Because of the proximity of the thrombosis, felt she needed to be in the hospital period. It's also noted that the thrombosis developed in spite of being on Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day, period. There's no associated shortness of breath or chest pain and no suggestion of any pulmonary embolism, period. She's been non-ambulatory and wheelchair bound since the stroke, period. During the hospitalization, she was given heparin drip, and she improved, period. She was then put on Lovenox, and she was seen by hematology and consult, period. They recommended Lovenox 80 milligrams sub-Q twice a day for 3 months, followed by Pradaxa, period. She's doing a bit better now, period. She has chronic leg pain and pain along her entire right side, period. This is not a new pain. And she had been on Norco before, period. She has a history of hypertension, but this is controlled, and there's no headache or any chest pain or any cardiac symptoms at present, period. New paragraph, past history is positive for osteoarthritis, bipolar disorder, depression, stroke with right hemiplegia, seizure disorder, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, depression. New paragraph, family history. Her mother had hypertension and heart disease, period. Neither she nor her brother could tell me anything about her father, period. New paragraph, social history. She's a former smoker, a small amount of a quarter pack a day for about 5 years, period. No alcohol excess. She's been living at Mission Point for several years. New paragraph, review of systems. Constitutional. She has no current fever or chills, no major weight change. I no visual complaints or abdominal pain, ENT, no earache, sore throat or hoarseness, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, sputum or hemoptysis, period, cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations or dizziness, period, no orthopnea, GI, no abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea or bleeding, GU, no dysuria or hematuria, CNS, severe right hemiplegia, no syncope or seizures, period, slight facial droop, musculoskeletal, no acute arthralgias or myalgias, and she has chronic right sided pain, especially the lower extremity period. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no alteration in temperature tolerance, no excessive sweating or thirst. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 108 over 70. Temperature 97.8, pulse 69, respiratory rate 18. O2 saturation 98%. Head and neck. People that can react to light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular are intact, oral mucous membranes are pink and moist, ears normal inspection, next up with no nodes, no palpable thyromegaly, lungs clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular normal, S1, S2, no S3, no S4, no murmur, abdomen soft and non-tender, no palpable organomegaly, CNS, cranial nerves are grossly normal, sensation intact. She has a severe right hemiplegia, period. There was a very slight right facial droop, actually, so the cranials aren't completely normal, but for the most part, they're normal, period. She's also weak in shoulder shrugging. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion, no clubbing or cyanosis. There's some tenderness in the calf and thigh, which is better than when she was hospitalized. There's pain in moving the right leg, period. Skin is intact, warm, and dry, with slight but not severe redness of the right lower extremity, and that's much improved. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, she has deep vein thrombosis of the right, lower extremity period. You have ordered Lovenox, 80 milligrams sub-Q, twice a day for 3 months, period. After that, she's to be on Pradaxa, 150 milligrams BID, period. Two, she has history of hypertension, currently stable, with amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. New paragraph three, she has chronic pain of the right lower extremity and right side. And she is to go back on her Norco 10-3-25, one every 6 hours as needed, period. For neuropathic pain, she's on gabapentin 600 milligrams every 8 hours, period. This is scheduled, period. For hyperlipidemia and stroke history, I'll continue Plavix 75 milligrams daily plus atorvastatin 80 milligrams. Nightly, period. She may have Barrow-3s for pain where needed locally, period. For bipolar disease, she's on Pristique, 50 milligrams daily plus Depakote, 500 milligrams 3 times a day, period. I'll continue to follow her at Mission Point, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation. Mm-hmm.